Bob Keeshan became known to the nation as Captain Kangaroo. He was a one-time Marine who went on to television. His first TV role was Claribel the Clown on the Howdy Doody Show. But for more than 30 years, he was the gentle Captain Kangaroo. It was one of the longest-running shows in children's television. Today, we learned of his death in Vermont after a long illness. He leaves behind 3 children of his own and an extended TV family that includes NPR's Netta Ulaby, who has this appreciation.
You don't normally think of children's entertainers as revolutionary. Good morning, Captain Kangaroo. Good morning, Captain. Was.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Bob Keeshan cut an endearingly lumpy figure on the children's television landscape. Before Captain Kangaroo came along in 1955, that landscape was populated by armies of clowns and awfully cute child actors.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Kangaroo. Kangaroo, Captain Kangaroo. Eh? Captain, right there. I'm the keeper here of the treasure house.
In the treasure house, Captain Kangaroo taught kids above all to be loving and curious.
Why do they call me Kangaroo? Well, that's pretty easy to see. Look at this right here, you see? See the great big pockets I've got? That's why, because I got pockets like a kangaroo.
Bob Keeshan had cartoons and puppets and live animals and characters like Mr. Green Jeans, Grandfather Clock, and Mr. Moose on his show. One thing he didn't usually have was children. Instead, he talked to kids in their living rooms through the camera.
Oh, say, what you doing here? Oh, it's a little early. Oh, yes, I'm sure you're early, yes. Let me look at my watch and I'll...
Because his young audience members did not share the captain with other kids on screen, they felt especially close to him, says Peggy Charon. She founded the group Action for Children's Television, and she's now a visiting scholar at Harvard.
I really think the children watching Captain Kangaroo thought he was a friend. He wasn't a celebrity like today with a lot of the stars on all kinds of television. He was a friend of the family.
Although Bob Keeshan came from an era when slapstick and racist stereotypes were acceptable children's entertainment, he brooked none of that on his show. And he insisted on supervising which commercials could air during the program. They had to reflect his values of education and imagination.
You know what this shape is called right here? Well, it's called a triangle.
Off camera, Keeshan fought not just to maintain the quality of his program, but its very existence. Remarkably, says Peggy Charon, for most of its 30 years on CBS, Captain Kangaroo ran for an hour in the morning primetime spot.
I think the most important thing about Captain Kangaroo is that it was on a commercial network, and it was on Monday through Friday. CBS kept that show on the air, even though it was opposite the Today Show, which obviously made a ton more money for the network than Captain Kangaroo.
Charon says the network was afraid of parents' reactions if the show was canceled. Eventually, it was. Captain Kangaroo shuttled to PBS, where it lasted for 6 final years. Keeshan made no secret of his distaste for most TV shows. In a 1982 NPR interview with Carl Castle, Keeshan argued that violent cartoons and the crime dramas that kids could easily see were no more reflective of reality than his beloved treasure house.
It is my contention that most people are not mugged every day, that most people in this world do not encounter violence every day. I think we prepare people for violence, but I think it's just as important that we prepare people for the definition of being gentle, which has...
It's a good side of life.
Yes, for so many years, gentle has been equated with weakness, but it requires more strength to be gentle. So it's the everyday encounters of life that I think we prepare children for and prepare them to be good to other people and to consider other people.
There are now more TV shows for children than ever before, but kids have one less friend. Bob Keeshan died today. He was 76 years old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.